Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries. This is Evangelist Aaron Gervais. And we're going to be doing a show today, just a real 15-minute one about evangelists, and they are still called today. This is really something I believe that would be very detrimental to the kingdom of God as we are getting closer to the end, of course, when Jesus Christ is going to come back. So it is very detrimental to know what evangelists are, and they're still called today. And I would want to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he, talking about Jesus Christ, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, what am I saying about why it is needed so much? And we're going to get into that. But also, what is an evangelist? You see that in right smack dab in the middle of the five ministry gifts of the church. Why does God give evangelists? Well, simply put, an evangelist is someone who is called and gifted to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost. Now, an evangelist is not called to do the work of winning somebody, because that is the Holy Spirit's job. He's the one that convicts. He's the one that woos. He's the one that brings. The evangelist's job is to do twofold, is to do the work of an evangelist. Like Paul told Timothy, you're to evangelize, bring the gospel to the people, but also to equip God's people for works of evangelism. Because right there in Ephesians 4, it says that is one of the fivefold gifts, and right there, and it says why? For the equipping or the perfecting of the saints for a work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, evangelists is going to come and let you say that they are gifted, and not only are they gifted in preaching and teaching, but they're often gifted a lot of times in the gifts of the Spirit. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. A lot of times their preaching is prophetic in that they really drive home to the people. They relate well to the people. They get a one-on-one with the people, and where they can see that the gospel of Christ is not only for today, but it's for them, and it's to be applied for them at this moment. And so when talking about the evangelism and why it is needed today, one of the verses that come to my mind is, as we look at our culture, as we look, in fact, I've been seeing Facebook posts, people saying, you know, the church is the agent for change, then why do we see no change in America? You know, and that is so true. Well, the thing is, it does change one heart at a time. And the more hearts that have changed for Christ, the more we see things change around in our culture. But one of the passages I want to bring us to is why we need it so bad today. I live in a city, Springfield, Missouri, that has so many churches. In fact, we have more churches per capita of people in the city, but yet it seems like you can walk around this city any given day, and as long as you don't walk into a church, listen to a Christian radio, watch Christian TV, you could go weeks on end without hearing anything mentioned of the name of Jesus except in a derogatory term, or not, you know, using this as a cuss word. And so why is that? Well, I believe one of the reasons is found in 2 Timothy 3:5. And this is what I see the church having: a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now, what is that, having a form of godliness, but denying its power? Simply put, we have churches that say we declare Christ. These are hospitals for people to come who are sick spiritually, to get healthy, to be one to Christ, and they're not getting it. We're not reaching them. And I'll tell you why. For the most part, when people leave the church, they leave Christ behind. Well, no, they keep him in their hearts. They pray for him, for God to help them. As far as taking a mission, taking the responsibility, taking the great commission given us by Jesus Christ, which we're going to look at in a moment, to have that responsibility, that privilege of sharing Jesus Christ with others, we don't seem to take it. I do love when I see churches and they put on the doorpost, they entering your mission field. Because that is it. You are equipped for the church to go out to minister to the people. And that is the most important thing. And so, you know, when we look around and churches, once again, we're living in a day that we need to see so many more people brought to the kingdom of God. More evangelism and witnessing going on. but it is lacking in most churches. Week after week, the pastor is out there asking people to share their faith or at least bring someone to church, but week after week, they see the same faces with no new growth. Over a period of time, a pastor can begin to feel that his ministry of building the kingdom is just not a part of his calling, or he lacks the gifting to do it. Now, we at Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries first want to encourage every pastor out there that's listening, or the way, if you have a pastor, encourage them to remind them that they still have the calling of Christ to stay the course, to not back down, or ever, ever give up. That Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And that is one of the most important things that we need to remind pastors is keep going. But so the question has remained, what has happened to the fervor in the Church of America to win people? And this is very much seen not only in the lack of work of witnessing in believers today, but in the lack of the of looking at evangelists. When I was credentialed up in New York State, at one time I was had resigned a church, and it had I was talking to one of the district officials, and they said, you know, we have like 400 or 500 churches, but we have close to 700, 800. Credentialed ministries. We have ministers. We have a lot of pastors, a lot of people that's called to be pastors. But amongst all those credentialed ministers, not one evangelist. Now, do I believe that God hasn't called one evangelist among all those credentialed ministers? Of course he did. But the thing is, hardly nobody wants to enter evangelism anymore because they are not being utilized hardly at all anymore. And so, once again, what has happened? One of the reasons that church as a whole has told God, we don't need your gift of evangelists. Now, we would never say that out loud, but it comes to the church from two separate ways, from the pastors and from the people. Let me explain. It comes from the pastors. Now, I have been in the ministry as a pastor for 17 years, and I can say that I fail to see the importance of the evangelist as well. It usually is displayed in two separate ways. The first way is a quote, "I have to guard the pulpit from false doctrine with my life." Now, although this is good and right, it can go too far in that the pastor doesn't even recognize the need and calling of Christ for the evangelist. There is a remedy for this. The pastor needs to get to know the called evangelist in their area and others as they are contacted. Many pastors never return the call, or they tell the secretary to screen all calls and not to forward any that may be asking for a speaking engagement. This can be very detrimental to the ministry, for there may be a divine appointment for someone to come into the kingdom of God through the ministry of that evangelist, which he may be denying access to. The second thing is one that most pastors do not want to recognize, but one in which did filter into my ministry. Now, this is something that once corrected will open up many ways of reaching others. The second reason is pride. I know, that may sting, but it's not a pride that makes a pastor puff out his chest and say, "Look at me, I'm the best of the best," but one in which he feels bad because he can't, quote, do it all, end quote. Pastors do many aspects of ministry, from evangelism to discipleship to teaching to training others for ministry and a host of other tasks. For this, they are to be commended and prayed for diligently every day. The thought can creep, though, into a pastor's mind that says, "I preach the gospel almost every single week, and if they don't respond to my preaching, I'm sure they won't respond to someone else's." Now, while this can be true to an extent, sometimes familiarity gets a person numb to the message. It is actually good and right for the people to hear the same message from someone else. I remember having a guest speaker one time in my church, and he preached almost the exact same message I preached the week before, almost point by point, almost used the same illustrations. Now, I had a few respond, but when he gave the response at the altar time, many people came. What was the difference? The answer is not much. The answer was that they heard it from a different person, and sometimes that's all it takes. For that reason, many pastors don't invite evangelists to preach. But isn't souls won to the kingdom of God more important than who the message comes from? The answer is a resounding yes on that. Also, the lack of evangelist and the fervor can come from the people. Sometimes the people don't support the pastor when he does call an evangelist. Here's what happens many, many times. The pastor schedules a three-day revival, you know, say it's Friday through Sunday. He gives out flyers to pass out and ask everyone to attend. And what happens is that hardly anyone from the congregation comes to it, let alone any new faces, because they didn't invite anybody. The pastor is embarrassed for the evangelist and for himself because it reveals that the people don't have a passion for the lost. He may have been preaching and preaching and preaching for a year leading up to a revival, but then it just fizzles out and there's no excitement. The remedy for this is actually pretty simple. The pastor needs to continue to share messages throughout the year speaking about the calling gifts of Ephesians 4:11, as well as stressing the need for evangelism in their everyday lives. They need to know every single day that they're called, that they are the ministers, that they need to be doing evangelism. That is their job. You see, the biggest thing about Christians today is when we come to Christ, a lot of times we become so self-focused that we don't see the need for others to come to Christ. As long as we're saved, we got it covered. That is not what Christ is all about. In fact, let me just go on. Now, there is a third reason, not only from the pastor or for the people, but I need to mention a third fault here, the fault of the evangelists themselves. And what I mean by this is there were in the past many false teachers, false evangelists, false preachers that were more led by greed and also very sensational in their practices. Many times a pastor, as well as the congregation, has been hurt by the evangelist, and it's hard to bring someone in again for fear of a repeat performance. And yes, pun intended. You see, we at Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries are called to come alongside, to partner with the pastor and church leaders, to compliment them in everything that they have worked so hard to build. We are called to bring the awesome news of Jesus Christ to a lost and hurting people, to bring them into the kingdom of God, but also to motivate and help train believers in their calling of witnesses for Christ in the personal mission fields. It is our experience when believers know that they are on the front lines of ministry, Pastor, that the problems that usually happen in the church fall by the wayside. We minister by the Word of God, the standard for all faith and conduct. We minister in the power and freedom of the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to touch hearts and lives as He wants. We minister out of our own experiences. We see the people really connect with Christ as He hears how He has ministered to us in our brokenness and brought healing. And so, once again, I'm the evangelist Aaron Gervais and evangelist Sheila Gervais. We're the Body Love Worship Center Ministries. And the biggest thing is I believe the church needs to really capture is the Great Commission. The Great Commission is what's going to move things. You know, it's one thing to get out and vote. It's one thing to sign petitions. It's one thing to call your congressman. But guess what? We see in the Old Testament that they ministered, but it didn't change hearts and lives. They might have changed the outside things, but it has to change from the inside out. That's where witnessing for Christ comes about. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." So our prayer for you is to realize evangelists are still called. A prayer for pastor is to invite them, whether us or other evangelists you know, get them in your churches, get them to win people to the Lord, to help you to present the gospel in ways that they will respond to. For a believer, get excited for evangelism. This is your job on earth. This is why you're still here after He saved you. You're here to minister and to bring others to Him. Evangelists, I encourage you, just preach the gospel. Preach with power. Don't be sensationalist. Don't be greedy. Just serve, serve, serve. And what we're going to see is lives change for the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.